From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, June 28th. I'm Jonathan Aull, in for Abby Larico. A St. Louis organization is inspiring young girls to pursue STEM careers one build at a time.
Building everything is like super duper hard to do, but like it's all worth it when you get to see like everything that's finished, and like especially with the golf hole that we're building.
More on that build and the lit shop coming up on The Gateway. The number of roadway accidents in the St. Louis region has increased every year since 2020. The East-West Gateway Council has prepared a report that could help cut the number of vehicle and pedestrian crashes in half by 2050. St. Louis Public Radio's Lauren Brennecke reports.
The East-West Gateway Safety Report found that nearly 350,000 serious or fatal accidents occurred in the St. Louis region between 2018 and 2022. The report notes that 40% of fatal and serious crashes occurred in economically disadvantaged areas. Nancy Cambria is a spokesperson for the East-West Gateway Council. She says the report identifies key areas where officials need to make safety improvements.
Disadvantaged areas where you have a lot of young drivers whose parents never drove or haven't been out there to help them drive. And so there's all sorts of things.
Cambria says local officials can use the data to apply for part of $1 billion in federal grants to fund roadway improvements. I'm Lauren Brennecke, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson is extending an emergency declaration to prepare for potential flooding. High water is prompting evacuations and emergency declarations along much of the upper Missouri River. Flood damage is widespread in Iowa, South Dakota, and Minnesota. Parson said in a statement the extension allows the state to be ready to respond to support communities. The governor encourages Missourians to follow their local forecasts and have preparations in place to protect themselves and their loved ones. The statewide emergency declaration is the first step for requesting federal funds in the case of a disaster. The National Weather Service has issued flood warnings for the Missouri River in much of western and central Missouri through Sunday. The executive order will expire in July. A company with ties to Chinese government has bought out its minority partner in a grain operation on the Mississippi River. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports Illinois' local congressional delegation is asking for a review of the sale.
Republican Mike Bost and Democrat Nikki Budzinski say the sale could pose a risk to national security. Growmark Incorporated recently sold its minority stake of the Cokia Heights grain terminal to Kofco International. The two companies jointly ran the facility that loaded grain on barges since 2017. As part of the deal, Kofco traded a Chicago warehouse to Growmark for the Metro East facility. The U.S. representatives say Kofco is the largest state-run food and ag company in China. They want Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to examine the deal because she chairs the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
A Gasconade County man will spend the rest of his life in prison for shooting and killing a St. Louis police officer in 2020. Thomas Kinworthy will not be eligible for parole. A jury in May found him guilty of 9 felonies for killing Tamaris Bohannon and injuring Bohannon's partner. The sentence issued yesterday is mandatory under state law. Kinworthy's attorneys have filed a motion for a new trial. They argue that the judge improperly allowed the jury to hear certain evidence and that the streaming of the trial was prejudicial. The executive director of the local arts center that removed an exhibition it called anti-Semitic is responding to the artist's criticism. St. Louis Public Radio's Madison Holcomb reports on Craft Alliance's reasoning.
Executive Director Brian Nicely says the artists weren't forthcoming about the message of their exhibition before they finished it. He says the artists were told that taking a political stance through their exhibition was against Craft Alliance's policies, and their exhibition included slogans that he said called for violence against Israel.
And trying to make sure that within the Craft Alliance walls that we have a safe space for everyone, and that means we can't call for violence for either side.
The artists say the meaning of their artwork was misinterpreted by the organization in that it actually represented support for pro-Palestinian and anti-genocide movements. They say they told Craft Alliance the exhibition's theme about 6 weeks before the opening. I'm Madison Holcomb, St. Louis Public Radio.
Women have historically trailed behind men in STEM fields. That gap is even wider for women of color. A lack of access and exposure early on is part of the problem that many in St. Louis are hoping to change. As St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson reports, a local nonprofit is working to boost young girls' interest in STEM one shop class at a time.
The sound of a circular saw and the banging of rubber mallets echo throughout the lift shop. About a dozen middle and high school girls are racing against the clock to finish their mini golf hole for the annual Golf the Galleries installation at the Sheldon. They're going all out for their custom L-shaped skate rink-themed golf hole. There's the carpet design that screams peak 90s next to a sleek wood panel floor that mirrors a real-deal roller rink. There's even an eye-catching giant roller skate. 13-year-old Hanan Pettis is eager to reap the rewards of her work after months of planning.
Building, everything is, super-duper hard to do, but, it's all worth it when you get to see, everything that's finished, and, especially with the golf hole that we're building, it's so, the reason I keep coming back, even though it's so hard to do, is that when you're done and you get to go play the golf hole that you made, it's, super rewarding.
This is one way Kelly Best Oliver, the founder and executive director of The Lit Shop, is working to get more girls excited about science, technology, engineering, and math, a.k.a. STEM. She created Lit Shop back in 2019 as a space for girls to improve their literacy skills and get hands-on exposure to the world of shop class, especially construction. It's something she says is missing in a lot of schools.
It is out of their frame of reference or even conceptualization that tools they see being used by adults is something that they can safely do on their own.
In recent years, roughly 75% of Gen Z youth were interested in pursuing a STEM career. That's according to a 2023 report from the Gallup and Walton Family Foundation. But only 29% selected it as their first career choice. A lack of access and exposure is leading to this disconnect.
We also know that if we look at it from a more technical or STEM perspective, less than 25% of youth makerspace experiences are experienced by girls, and that falls off dramatically after eighth grade.
That's why Lit Shop has been intentional about prioritizing middle and high school age girls using aspects of construction as the gateway. Take 16-year-old Toba Pettis. She's been in the program since its inception.
Because I find that it allows me to apply my interest in math and like actually get practical use out of it instead of just sitting and solving hypothetical questions all day. I get to actually play around with my math.
But not everyone who is in Lit Shop, like 14-year-old Tessa Link, wants to pursue construction as a career. Link aspires to be a surgeon one day. She says while she's been encouraged by the progress made,
there is still so much lack of women in fields like construction and architecture and engineering. And I really think it's important for young girls to get educated in this field because it's not really very common, even in this time, you know?
Historically, women, especially in marginalized groups, are underrepresented in some STEM fields. Best Oliver says even if progress is slow, she and her team are preparing the girls for the real world by equipping them with the skills and confidence to succeed.
Even if they're entering an all-male workforce, they have rights, they have worth, they have value, and we're hopeful that the more girls we can get to enter the workforce with that mindset, the more workplaces can change from the bottom up.
In the meantime, the girls are ready to tee off at their hole. Golf the Galleries is open until August 11th at the Sheldon. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can see photos of the build and learn more about Lit Shop on our website, stlpr.org. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. We're a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. I'm Jonathan Ulm, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway. Have a great weekend.